time for Brooklyn Dodger Baseball.
Light up a lucky baseball time. We have to go lucky. It's Dodger time. Settle back in your chair. There's baseball in the air right now. It's Dodger time.
Well, thank you, Dorothy Collins, and hi, everybody. This is Vin Scully, along with Al Helfer and Jerry Doggett, here at Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, where we're about to bring you the Brooklyn Dodgers and the Pittsburgh Pirates in their holiday doubleheader. Today's games, like all the Dodger games this year, will be brought to you by Lucky Strike, the best-tasting cigarette you ever smoked. It's made by the American Tobacco Company. Tobacco is our middle name. And the F&M Schaefer Brewing Company of Brooklyn, brewers of Schaefer Beer, America's oldest lager beer. Friends, this broadcast is authorized under broadcasting rights granted by the Brooklyn National League Baseball Club, Incorporated, solely for the entertainment of our listening audience. Any publication, rebroadcast, or other use of the descriptions and accounts of this game without the express written consent of the Brooklyn National League Baseball Club, Incorporated, is prohibited. Well, on Memorial Day, we certainly hope things are just fine for you, wherever you may be. Get yourself a nice, cozy corner, light up a lucky, and just spend the afternoon with us. If you want to kick off your shoes, well, you go right to it. It's your day. And for you folks who might be listening and at the same time having to work today, well, we're trying to lessen the burden and get your mind off some of the big problems and concentrate on what happens with the Dodgers and the Pirates. In the first game, it will be Sal Magley and Vernon Law. Magley is 1-1 with the league, 1-0 against Pittsburgh, and lifetime 23-5. Magley's last start on May the 10th, when he lost on a Friday night to Ruben Gomez at the Polo Grounds 2-1. He has pitched only once since that time, two innings in relief. In his only game against Pittsburgh this year, Magley was very good. He pitched a complete game 6-1 victory. And as we said, he has a 23-5 lifetime record against Pirates. For Sal Magley, this Memorial Day, he has many a memory, of course, in his long and illustrious career in baseball. And Magley can just look to exactly 1 year ago today. He made his first start for Brooklyn, pitched four innings at Philadelphia with no decision. So Sal Magley warming up right now for Brooklyn, and for the Pirates, Vernon Law. Law is 2-1 against the league. If you remember, he started against Brooklyn back in April, pitched only one inning due to a pulled muscle, then had to give way to Bob Perkey. And Perkey went on to pitch a brilliant ball game. He needed some relief in the ninth inning, but Perkey got the win. We'll see Bob Perkey in the second game today. As far as Law is concerned against Brooklyn, in 1956, he made five unsuccessful starts against the Dodgers and lost three times. His last win against Brooklyn in July of 1955, and he defeated Brooklyn 4-1 here at Pittsburgh. Law 2-1 with the league, no record with Brooklyn this year, and lifetime 5-7. This will be the 10th meeting between the two clubs. The Dodgers have taken 5 out of 9. However, here at Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, the Pirates have done very well against Brooklyn. They have taken 3 of 5. So this will be the 10th and the 11th meetings between the two clubs on this Memorial Day, marking the halfway point in their own private duel during the year. 22 games played, and they will have gotten 11 down by the time the sun sets tonight. For the Brooklyn lineup, the Dodgers, having won yesterday 1-0, now trail the league-leading Cincinnati Redlegs by a game and a half. For Brooklyn, Jim Gilliam leads off at second base. Gino Cimoli in left field, and Duke Snider batting third and center. Carl Perillo in the cleanup spot in right. Gil Hodges at first base. Roy Campanella back of the plate. Pee Wee Reese at shortstop batting 7. Don Zimmer at third base. And the pitcher is Sal Magley. If you notice how quiet it is here at the ballpark, the entire crowd standing now as a prayer is being said on this Memorial Day. However, the ceremonies are so far away from our microphones that we cannot pick them up. So if you wish on this special day you have certain people that you'd like to remember in your prayers, or this might be a very good time for you to just take a minute out now and think about them and say what you wish in your mind. It has been done here at the ballpark, and the crowd now settles back and waits for the color guard, and we might very well have the national anthem at any moment. Until we do have the announcement, however, we'll continue now and give you the Pittsburgh Pirate lineup. For the Pirates, Bill Mazeroski opens up at second base. Dee Fondy batting second at first, and Bob Clementi will be in right field batting third. Frank Thomas, who kind of wore the horns after yesterday's ball game, Thomas playing first base yesterday, booted the ball and went right through his legs despite the fact he was down on his right knee, and that turned out to be the pivotal play for Cimoli. Got the base hit to drive it in. Brooklyn went on to win 1-0. Well, Frank Thomas in the lineup in the cleanup spot will find himself in left field, at least for this first game. Gene Baker will be at shortstop. Gene Freeze at third. Bill Verdon batting seventh in center field. Hank Foyles, the catcher, and Vernon Law, the pitcher. 2-1 with the league, no record with Brooklyn, lifetime 5-7. A note came out of yesterday's ball game, which we'll pass along to you, and since we were talking about the play concerning Frank Thomas, let's go back to it. No score in the ball game with, in the eighth inning, and with two out, Jim Gilley met a bouncing ball to Frank Thomas at first. He went down on his right knee, tried to get his glove down to the ground. Somehow the ball squirted through and went on out into right field for a two-base error. Then, Gino Cimoli hit a big high bouncer over the mound and back of the bag at second. Bill Mazeroski went over and tried to make a stab at the ball, just missed it by an inch or two. It went out into center field and the Dodgers won it 1-0. When the ball game was over, Bobby Bregan held a meeting in the Pirate Clubhouse, locked the door, and here's what he said to the boys in substance. I don't mind a man making an error, especially Frank Thomas, whom I could tell right away had in his mind the one thing I'm not going to do is let the ball go through my legs. As we said, Thomas went down on his right knee and tried to block the ball. Nevertheless, it did get through. He said, but what I do mind is when a ball player does not think. And then he turned to second baseman Bill Mazeroski. And he said, you, Bill, with a situation like that, with a potential winning run at second base and two out, on a bouncing ball so close to you, had you thought earlier, you should not have just tried to strain and grab the ball. You should have at least dove at it and knocked it down. If you had knocked it down, which would have been an easier play for you, you might not have gotten the batter, but the run certainly could not have scored. And so, Bill Mazeroski, I fine you $25. And that's what happened yesterday. A painful defeat for Ronnie Klein. He's now 0-7. A very pleasant and brilliant victory for Johnny Padres. The rifle fire in the background, a naval color guard right now, firing off into the sky on this Memorial Day. As we told you earlier, it's not that we're trying to turn our back to the pregame ceremonies. Just the opposite. We'd love to pick them up for you. However, our facilities here at Pittsburgh, which is a rather spacious ballpark, prohibits any clear pickup by our microphones. So we'll just continue and every now and then try and explain what's going on down at the field. As of this moment, the Naval Reserve Color Guard at home plate, along with six veterans, and we're waiting now for the announcement. The crowd is standing. There'll be a moment of silence here at Ford Field in Pittsburgh. Might be a good chance to say your prayer right now. And our national anthem. Today in every ballpark, both major and minor leagues, folks taking time out, and a good time it is on Memorial Day to remember those folks who have since departed and the great heroes who have laid down their lives in all of our country's wars. Now the Naval Reserve Color Guard starting to leave the field along with the six veterans who are out there carrying the actual colors, and in just a few minutes we'll be getting the first of two games underway. As of this moment, however, there has not been a pregame meeting at home plate. The umpires are poised on the steps in front of the Pirate dugout. And now they come out. And Pee Wee Reese, of course, will leave the Dodger dugout and bring up the batting card, and we'll have the exchange. So the Dodgers in Pittsburgh in the first game of a doubleheader. The four umpires, Frank Sicori, the plate umpire, the round of applause in the background now as the Naval Reserve starts to march off. Frank Sicori, the plate umpire. Stan Landis will be at first. Bill Baker will be at second, and Frank Descoli at third. In the second ball game today, Bob Perkey and Sandy Koufax, and that should be an interesting duel. Koufax with 45 strikeouts is really fun to watch, for he can rear back and fire. He's tied for the National League lead with Luis Arroyo. Arroyo is due to pitch tomorrow. However, he will be held, I'm sure, for any spot relief against left-hand batters today. As far as Koufax is concerned, he started against the Pirates twice, both in 1955. He pitched a shutout at Brooklyn and had a no-decision ball game here at Forbes Field. He has not pitched at Pittsburgh since losing in relief in September of 1955. And now the Pittsburgh Pirates take the field. The Dodgers have played only one other doubleheader this year, and it was with the Pittsburgh Pirates. Remember, they played that one at Brooklyn. Well, the Pirates won the first ball game 6-3, and the Dodgers came back to win the nightcap 7-4. We'll set the Pirates defensively for you. Out on the mound in this first game, Vernon Law. Back of the plate, Hank Foyle. At first, Dee Fondy with a badly bruised hand, but he's in there. At second, Bill Mazeroski, $25 lighter after yesterday's game. At short, Gene Baker. And the third baseman, Gene Freeze. In the outfield, Frank Thomas in left. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. And the right fielder, Bob Clemente. Going down to his first base coaching box, Jake Pittler. And over at third, Billy Herman. So we're just a minute away from the beginning of the Memorial Day doubleheader, the Dodgers and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Lucky Strike, the best tasting cigarette you ever smoked, made by the American Tobacco Company, and remember, tobacco's our middle name. Well, Lucky Strike, blowing smoke rings to you from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, saluting our honor hospital, the Veterans Hospital at Lyons, New Jersey. So, to all you folks at the other end, wherever you may be, have a great day today. Hope things go just right for you. And now for Lucky Strike and the play-by-play on a big day in baseball, here's Al Helfer.
Thank you very much, Ben. Hi, everybody. Big day it is. And Jim Gilliam steps up, batting at 256. Vernon Law, big tall Pittsburgh right-hander, is ready to go. Kicks off the first pitch, and it's swung on. There's a fly ball hit into left center field. Bill Verdon has gone over. He's under it now and takes it for the out. And so the Memorial Day doubleheader here at Forbes Field in Pittsburgh has begun. One away in the top half of the first inning, and Gino Cimoli, who has hit at a .400 clip in the six games he has played in since his return to the Brooklyn lineup, is coming up to the plate.
The left fielder, Gino Cimoli.
Gino Cimoli, whose bat has really been ripping. Hitting at .336, he has five home runs and 16 runs batted in. Needless to say, Frank Thomas in left field goes deep for Gino Cimoli, and the left side of the infield plays deep. Gene Freeze just off third base in the event Cimoli might be trying to bunt his way on. Ball pitches, the curve is in as it is for a strike. The plate umpire here this afternoon for this first game of the doubleheader is Frank Sicori. Landis at first, Baker at second, and Frank Descoli, the senior umpire of the group, is down at third. Law delivers a changeup curve. It's outside. And Cimoli's count is one ball and one strike. Throughout this big afternoon, right from the Lucky Strike scoreboard, we'll keep you advised as to starting pitchers and the progress of the other ball games, both in the National and in the American League. Law's ready again. Delivers. The curveball is in under the letters, right off the hand. One ball and two strikes to count on Cimoli. With one out, no base runners, top of the first game of today's doubleheader. As Finney told you, we have quite a day for it here in Pittsburgh. Temperature in the 80s, a lot of bright, brilliant sunshine. Curveball is swung on and popped back to the screen foul. Every now and then, however, a wandering gray cloud comes across the sky and will obscure the sunlight for the moment, but I don't think we need worry much about it. What little breeze we do have blowing in is blowing in from center field toward home plate. Law's ready now. 1-2 is the plate. Cimoli leans back. Takes a high curve inside off the chin. Two balls and two strikes on Gino Cimoli. He'll be followed by Duke Snyder. And if anyone else is needed in the top half of the first inning, Carl Perillo, the leadoff man, will be up there. Law kicks, throws. Cimoli swings and bounds it in the hole at third and through into left field for a base hit. So Simoli continues to hit that ball, gets the first base hit of the afternoon, bounding single into left field. Coming up to the plate now with the sun beaming brilliantly is Duke Snider. Duke batting at 267, has 8 home runs and 17 runs batted in. That's quite a nice crowd at Pittsburgh. It's not a capacity crowd, but there are quite a few people here. Simoli leads off first. Soft curve is fired to Snider, and he's way out ahead of it. Strike one. Got the oohs and the ahs from the crowd. Snider waiting. Law checks up with Simoli at first base. Delivers a play, another soft curve, and Snider hits this one down to third. Frees up with it. Goes back to Mazeroski at second for one. The throw to first. There's the double play. We earmark our first 1,000 luckies for our VA hospital at Lyons, New Jersey. Big double play. It erases everything here in the top half of the first inning. Around the horn affair, 5-4-3. So that's it in the first inning. Nothing crossed for Brooklyn. No runs, one hit, no error. Nobody left on. Score at the end of half an inning. The Dodgers nothing. The Pittsburgh Pirates have nothing.
Sure, light up a lucky right now as we go to the bottom of the first inning. Well, we had the same kind of a first inning today as yesterday. Both Gilliam yesterday and today flied out, then Simoli followed with a single, and both yesterday and today, Duke Snider hit into a double play. So the first inning the same. Now to the bottom of the first inning, Bill Mazeroski coming up against Sal Magley. It's been a long time between luckies for Sal. 20 days since his last start, so let's get right back to Al and find out how he does.
Sal is all ready to go to Bill Mazeroski, who is hitting at 205. He has 2 home runs and 4 runs batted in. Mazeroski, right-hand hitter, stands just off the plate. Curveball to him, swung on and dribbled down the third baseline. Zimmer charges, picks up, throws to first, and Mazeroski is out. Oh, Mazeroski, one ball hitting, gives Sal Magley his first out in the ballgame. One away for the Pirates, last half of the first, the batter is DeFondi. DeFondi still suffering. A bad right hand, although Baines is well enough now to be back in regular lineup. It's the outside part of his right hand that's been giving him trouble. Magley curves him and gets it over for a strike. DeFondi, tall left-hand hitter, batting at 336. Has hit one home run, has 11 runs batted in. Magley works to him again. There's that soft curve. Hit down and through the hole between first and second into right field. Bondi is on. Oh, like yesterday's ball game. Again, the Pittsburgh Pirates get a man on with one out. Roberto Clemente coming up. Yesterday afternoon, the Pirates had Mazeroski ground out in the first inning. Then Freeze got a bunt single. Then Clemente hit into a double play. Magley stretches, delivers a plate, Clemente swings, hits a long drive, deep to left field, it curves foul and goes into the bleachers. Long, loud strike for Bob Clemente, batting at 286. 3 home runs and 19 runs batted in. DeFondi stepping off at first base, one out, no score. Magley checks up at first, then delivers a plate, curveball in there for a strike. Clemente started to go and then checked up and took it. Nothing in two is the count on the Pittsburgh right fielder. Following Clemente will be Frank Thomas if he's needed. Sal Magley scowling down from the mound, gets a sign from Campanella. Goes to the stretch, sets, delivers a side armor, and trying to get away from it, Clemente steps that ball right back to the mound. Magley's got it, fires to first base. That's it for Clemente. And Fondi moves down to second base. Actually, Bob Clemente was trying to get away from a high inside curveball. Twisted all the way around. Well, that's the second out for Pittsburgh here in the last half of the first inning. And the batter now will be Frank Thomas. Thomas batting at 321. 4 home runs and 19 runs batted in. DeFondi, who is a great deal faster than one would believe by watching him run, leads off at second base. Frank Thomas, a right-hand hitter, holds that bet way down by the notch, stands off the plate, midway in batter's box. Bagley comes in with a crossfire, and that's low and outside. One ball and no strike. Lucky strike, very happy to be sending it to you from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh. Hope you have plenty of luckies on hand for this big holiday and for over the weekend. Curveball, Thomas after it. It's a high pop foul off the third base side. There goes Zimmer over to the roll of canvas. But that ball fades into the crowd out of play. One ball and one strike. If you're out driving this afternoon, listening to the ball game at the same time, I hope that your glove compartment contains a carton of Lucky Strike. Number one and number two, that you'll take it real easy. Obey all the traffic rules. Come home safely. Sidearm curveball under the letters, good. That's strike two. One ball, two strikes on Frank Thomas. Two down, one on. DeFondi at second base. There is no score. We're in the last half of the first inning. The Pirates at bat and Thomas up there. Bagley taking time. Hides that ball behind his right knee as he leans forward to take his sign. Checks back over the right shoulder, looking at Fondi at second, then delivers the plate. Curveball swung on, looped out over first base. If that's fair trouble, it's just foul. A looping fly ball foul by a couple of feet out back of first base where no one could get to it. So Fondi all the way around third, digging for the plate. Has to retrace his steps. Move back second. Thomas in luncheon on that one. Broke his bat. He's back to the Pittsburgh bat rack to get another one. Bobby Bregan running his ball club from the coach's box at third. Bats his hands together and wants Frank to get a hold of one. Danny Murtaugh yelling words of encouragement down from his first base coach's box. Now Thomas with a new war club standing in. The count on him is one ball and two strikes. Two down. Fondi is second. Bagley ready. Delivers the plate. Sidearm pitch. That's low and outside. Two balls and two strikes. Plenty of baseball this afternoon, all over the major leagues. Bagley blows on the fingers of his pitching hand, sort of a nervous gesture. Now he's ready. 2-2 pitch, side armor. The curve is just high. Ball three. Three balls and two strikes. Frank Sicori working the plate here as the umpire in chief in the first game. Looking right over the left shoulder of Roy Campanella. Campy checking the sunlight. Direction off the sun. Now gets down to pump the sign. Bagley, with a look back at Fondi, is taking a short lead at second. Now he stretches, set. The 3-2 pitch. In there and swung on. There's a high pop-up in foul ground off to the left of the plate. Roy Campanella sort of toe-dancing around under it, and he's got it. Well, that's all in the last half of the first inning. Thomas, one of the big siege guns, fouls up and out to Roy Campanella. For the Pirates, no runs. They had one base hit. They left a runner, and there were no Brooklyn errors. The score at the end of one inning of play. It's the Dodgers nothing, the Pirates nothing.
The big thing all of us have been waiting for is help from Duke Snyder's bat. Duke has never been a good spring hitter. I can think of only one season in which Duke got off to a good start in the spring. However, in the last couple of games, the big guy has come alive. In Philadelphia on Monday night, hit one of the longest home runs of his career. On Tuesday night in Pittsburgh, Duke got three hits. Yesterday, Duke didn't get any hits, but he did hit the ball well that went for outs. Lucky for us, we have been going pretty good without the Duke's hitting, thanks to Carl Perillo and Gil Hodges. Now with Snyder hitting again, I think we're about ready to make our move.
Well spoken, Captain Reese. Say, friends, I have a suggestion for you before we focus back on the ballgame. Friends, light up a Lucky and enjoy the genuine pleasure of a genuine cigarette. You'll say a Lucky's the best-tasting cigarette you ever smoked. No score on the ball game at the end of one inning. Carl Perillo is coming up to start inning number two against Vernon Law. So let's get right back to Al.
Carl Perillo is still holding down the cleanup spot for the Brooklyn Dodgers, hitting in the number four slot. He's batting at 329, has five home runs and 33 runs batted in. At least for the moment, Carl has lost the leadership in the RBI department of the major leagues, but you can rest assured that Carl will be back there battling for it. Vernon Law delivers to him, and Carl's after. Hits a bounding ball to second base. Mazeroski charges up with it, throws to first base in time, and Perillo is out. So Carl up there, first ball hitting. Comes the first out in the second inning. The Dodgers send up Gil Hodges now, big right-hand hitting first baseman, who has fielded them safely now in 12 consecutive ball games. Gil's batting average still hanging around the 340 mark. He's hitting at 338. That's 5 home runs and 20 runs batted in. Hank Boyle's down to put the sign to right-hander Vernon Law. Hodges gets his spikes ground in. Law comes in with an overhand curveball, and that's the sweeper that's outside and low for ball one. Law sets, delivers 1-0. Soft curve, floats in and over under the letters. Count is one ball and one strike. We have verification on just one ball game. That's in the American League. The Yankees at Washington. Ball game has already started. The Yankees failed to score in the top of the first. Al Seacott for the Yankees, and it's Pasquale for Washington. Thank you, Alan. Pitch is swung on by Gil Hodges and hammered down into the ground foul. The second strike. One ball and two strikes. News comes in now that Washington did not score in the last half of the first inning, so that first game between the Yankees and Washington, 0-0. Al Seacott, Camilo Pasquale, the opposing pitcher. Al Hodges, after having stepped away from the plate to get himself squared away, moves back in. One out for the Dodgers, top of the second, there's no score. Just getting underway nicely here in the first game off today's doubleheader at Forbes Field in Pittsburgh. Lucky Strike, very happy to be puffing it to you. From the Steel City, overhand fastball, ripped down to the right side. Mazeroski along the rim of the grass, reaches down, picks up, throws to first. That's got Hodges. Two down as Mazeroski has been a busy guy here in the top of the second inning. Moving up to the plate now, Roy Campanella. Campy batting at 242, has 6 home runs and 21 runs batted in. Right-hand hitter, bent a little bit at the knees. Waits for Vernon Law, the tall right-hander, to cut the first pitch loose. Pumps one time, kicks and throws, an overhand curve, and Campy striding in, takes it high for ball one. One ball, no strike. Law comes right back to him, and Campanella takes that sweeping curveball, and it's at the knees on the outside corner for strike one. One ball and one strike. Two down. No base runners. Top of the second. The Dodgers at bat can't be up there. There is no score. Law pitches him a fastball, and Campanella fields it foul off to the right of the plate. That'll go to the crowd out of play. One ball, two strikes. Campy staying right in batter's box, weaving that shillelagh back and forth. Law throws the fastball, fires it right through for call strike three. So that winds it up for Brooklyn here in the top of the second inning. Campanella called out on strikes. That'll be the first strikeout for Law in his 12th this year. Oh, nothing across for Brooklyn in the second inning. So at the end of an inning and a half, it is the Dodgers nothing, the Pittsburgh Pirates nothing. But you've got something, Ben. What is it?
Well, we have the correct time. Here in Pittsburgh, 1:25, or as we say in New York, 25 minutes after 1. And that means it's light-out time. Time to enjoy the best-tasting cigarette you ever smoked. Lucky Strike. Yes, sir, every time you light up a Lucky, you can expect just that. Better taste. And the reasons? Well, they're easy. A Lucky's all cigarette, all fine tobacco. Naturally mild tobacco that's good-tasting to begin with. And then it's toasted to taste even better. Cleaner, fresher, smoother. No doubt about it. That's why you'll say a Lucky's the best tasting cigarette you ever smoked. Get a station break in right now. We'll pause for station identification. This is the Brooklyn Dodgers Radio Network.
Dial 1460 WOKO for the Brooklyn Dodger games. And write to WOKO for the complete Dodger schedule of games at home and away. Yours free for the asking. Be sure to give your name and address. Write Baseball WOKO, Albany, New York. 126 WOKO time.
All right, station break has been disposed of, so we can continue now. Last of the second inning. No score in the ball game. Sal Magley and Vernon Law. Gene Baker coming up, and here's Al.
Baker's hitting number 5 in the Pittsburgh order this afternoon at shortstop. Batting at 268. He has 2 home runs and 16 runs batted in. He's a choke hitter, bats from a very severe crotch, keeps his feet wide spread apart, and has his chin right down over the rubber of home plate. Magri's fastball is cracked through there, and Baker takes it for a strike. Presents a very small strike zone area. Boy, he leans over. Magri ready to go. Delivers a soft curve. It's hit right down on one hop. Past third base, and it's foul. Baker, not believing the call by Dascoli down at third base. Charging right down to first. Made his turn. Charging into second. Despite the fact that first base umpire Landis tried to stop him. Finally, Bill Baker, second base umpire, puts a halt to his forward charge down at second. Well, Baker comes all the way back. Scott, there's no balls and 2 strikes. Settling back. They thought Baker had drilled one. It was just outside third. Could have been foul more than a foot or so. Magley's ready. Comes down 0-2 with a curveball. It drives Baker back. 1-2 strikes. Baker will be followed by Freeze, who is on deck right now. Curveball hit down on 2 hops to Reese. Up with it, throws to first, and Baker is out. One away for the Pirates in the last half, the second inning. The batter now will be Gene Freeze, hitting number 6 in the Pirate order. Percentage stands at 235. He has 1 home run and 7 runs batted in. His right-hand hitter plants his right foot first and then gets the rest of his body set in just about a straightaway stance. Works up on the handle of the wood a couple of inches. Magley's curve finds its way in off the fifth. It's good on the inside corner for strike 1. Don Zimmer, expecting Freeze, may try to bunt, as he did yesterday, playing up shallow at third. Magley sets. In rides the pitch. Freeze after. It's a high fly ball to left field. Gino Simoli gliding around under it out there and hauls it down. Out number 2. Second inning. Tracks are still empty, and Bill Burton, who has been dropped down to hit in the number 7 slot. Moving on. Left hand hitting center fielder. Burton batting at 204. He's really having a time of it. Last year, batting percentage rose quite high. This year, he's been having trouble getting a base hit. Magley comes into him with a soft curve, and Burton promptly hits it on a couple of hops to second. Gilliam charges, picks up, snaps his throw to first. Burton is out, and throw to Pirates. All very quickly, Buckos go. Nothing across, score at the end of 2. It's the Dodgers nothing, the Pittsburgh Pirates have nothing. Finney?
Well, friends, here it is Memorial Day, and of course that means in less than a month there will be thousands of youngsters heading into their summer vacation. Many of them will be going to summer camps. How about that youngster of yours, Mom and Dad? Huh? Does he like a camp where sports are highlighted? Where expert coaching in the sport of his choice helps him get his letter next year? Does he like to swim or fish, golf, play basketball, tennis, baseball, football, or maybe even run track events? Well, if he enjoyed sports and you want him to be part of a well-disciplined, well-planned, competitive program, well, friends, honestly, you just couldn't find a better camp than Dodger Town at Vero Beach, Florida, where the full facilities of the Dodgers' wonderful training base with all the extra relaxations are put at his command. Drop a line to the Dodgers, 215 Montague Street in Brooklyn, and ask them all about Dodger Town. You know, there are only a few spots left on the enrollment ledgers, so be sure you send your letter right away. Dodger Town, camp for boys, Vero Beach, FLA. Wouldn't mind kind of walking along that Vero Beach sand right now, just looking out at the ocean, watching those big white caps break.
Let that wet sand sort of ooze through your toes.
And then watching the sunset later on.
Uh-huh.
I'll go quietly.
Come on, let's go.
Bye.
Stepping up to the plate now in the top half of the third inning, Pee Wee Reese. It's the last third of the Brooklyn batting order. Vernon Law comes in with the first pitch to reach. It's slammed down the shortstop on two big hops. Gene Baker's got it. Fires to first base. Bundy, and that's all for Reese. One up, one down. This ball game, first of the doubleheader here this afternoon, seems to be sort of following the script of yesterday's ball game, which was so finely pitched between Klein and Pudras. Don Zimmer coming up for his first whack at it this afternoon. With one out, nobody on in the third inning. Each side has just one base hit. Neither team has been able to score. Actually, there hasn't been a runner to third. Curveball is good. Zimmer for strike one. Bars in the first inning had deformed him, moved down to second base. That's as far as anybody's been able to get. Soft curve, swung on by Zimmer and missed. He chased a low one. A strike two. No balls and two strikes. Tries the fastball, and Zimmer promptly hits it through the hole. Between first and second into right field for a single. That's second hit for the Dodgers. Now with Zimmer at first base and one out, the batter is Sal Magley. We're waiting for Sal to come out of the Dodger dugout. Magley, as a batsman this year, has had just one base hit in eight tries. He's had no runs batted in. Batting at 125. That's quite a kick out of Magley. He doesn't swing it for that bat. He sort of chops or tomahawks to the pitch. Asked him about that one time. He said, just sort of falls behind the infield. He said, I'm in pretty good shape. He bunts this pitch, however, and DeFondi makes a sliding stop as he comes in, picks up and throws back to his second baseman, Mazeroski, covering. The sacrifice works. Zimmer goes down to second base. To frag himself and slide along the grass to stop up. Second out in the top third. Zimmer second now, and we go to the top of the batting order to pick up Jim Gilliam. Jim flied to center in the first inning to Burden. So he's 0 for 1. Batting at 2-5-4, looking for his 41st base hit of the year. Law checks up. With the runner at second, delivers, and Gilliam takes a let-up fastball, low and outside for ball one. Gilliam waving that wood around as a left-hand hitter against this right-hand pitcher. Delivers. There's a pitch low to Gilliam. Ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Don Zimmer, who runs the bases pretty well, is on his second in pretty good scoring position. They're two down. The Dodgers at bat in the top of the third of the scoreless ball game. Vernon Law going against Sal Magley. Law kicks the pitch loose. Gilliam after it. Lifts another high fly ball. This one to left center field. Frank Thomas coming over. He's under it and he takes it. Well, that's all for Gilliam and the Dodgers under threat in the third inning. The runs, one hit. The Dodgers lead their first man. And the score at the end of 2.5 innings of play. Remains the Dodgers nothing. The Pittsburgh Pirates have nothing. Speaking to us, Vin Scully.
Well, friends, when does a batter call a pitcher an Iron Mike? Well, it's when the pitcher is having an off day. When he's easier to hit than Iron Mike, the pitching machine. But you know, after the ballgame, both pitcher and batter have the same name for genuine smoking enjoyment. For a genuine cigarette. And that, of course, is Lucky Strike. Why Lucky's? Well, here's why. You see, a Lucky is all cigarette. All fine tobacco. Mild, naturally good-tasting tobacco that's toasted to taste even better. Cleaner, fresher, smoother. Have you tried a Lucky lately? Well, friends, if you haven't, you try one right now, and then you'll say, like all of us say, it's the best-tasting cigarette you ever smoked. Just breezing along here in Pittsburgh. No score at the end of 2.5 innings of play. Sal Magley and Vernon Law. Second game, it'll be Sandy Koufax and Bob Perkey. Now to the bottom of the third, here's Al.
The number 8 hitter in the Pittsburgh order, catcher Hank Foyles, will be coming up to the plate, batting at 266. He has 3 home runs for the year and has 10 runs batted in. Following Foyles, we'll have the pitcher Vernon Law, and then we'll skip off to the top of the Pirate batting order to pick up Bill Mazeroski. Sal Magley ready to go to work here in this 80-degree temperature, and it's a dandy day here at Forbes Field in Pittsburgh. Hope wherever you are, just as pretty and just as pleasant. Sidearm curve to Boyle. The right-hand hitter is outside for ball one. takes a sign. Over his head he goes, delivers another curveball. This one's hit on two hops down to short. Reese waits for it to come to him, then fires over to first in plenty of time and foils it up. One away in the last half of the third inning. The batter now will be Vernon Law. As a batsman, Law is hitting at 400. He has four for 10. He has no home runs. He has two runs batted in. He clipped that ball pretty well for you. All slender right-hander. As he steps up to the plate, he looks down to third base to see what Bobby Bregan might have in mind. Magley already has his sign ready to go to work as Zimmer crawls in from third. The pitch is under the knees to Vernon Law for ball one. Following today's doubleheader with Pittsburgh Pirates, the sidearm curve, that's over the knees for strike one. Following this doubleheader, the Brooklyn Dodgers will climb on a rattler tonight and be headed for Philadelphia for tomorrow night's game from Connie Mack Stadium. Sidearm pitch, at the knees, good for strike two. Count on Law is one ball and two strikes. And on Saturday night, the Dodgers play the Phillies again. That game will be TV'd right back to New York over Channel 9. Sidearm pitch, swung on. There's a slow bounding ball down toward third. Hurrying is on. Zimmer picked up, throws underhand, and it's just in time. Law is out. Second out here in the last half of third inning. The bases are empty, and Bill Mazeroski comes up to the plate. Sunday afternoon, ball game between Philadelphia and Brooklyn, and on Monday night, there will be another TV right back to New York. Channel 9, one of the 25 road games being sent back by our two fine co-sponsors. Sidearm pitch to Mazeroski is a little high and a little outside for ball one. The time of the ball games in Philadelphia, ones to be televised, will be 7:55. That'll be on Saturday night and Monday night. Magley's sidearm pitch drives Mazeroski back from the plate. So Bill's count is ball two. Magley taking plenty of time between pitches. Something about this veteran, he really knows how to pace himself. Mazeroski waits. Sidearm pitch is outside, ball three. Magley hasn't walked anybody, but he's in danger of passing Bill Mazeroski here in the third inning with two down and the bases empty. Scoreless ball game as Magley fires low, ball four. So the leadoff man walks. That's first base on balls given up by Magley. That'll be the 10th one he's put in the books this year. Coming up to the plate now will be Dee Fondy, who has the only hit given up by Magley. In the first inning with one out, Fondy hit a ball through the hole between first and second and into right field for a single. That upped his batting percentage to .341. Left-hand hitter, feet wide, spread apart, stands about midway in batter's box all the way around. Magley checks his runner, Mazeroski, delivers the plate, Fondy takes, the pitch is outside for ball one. Mazeroski playing it right close to the vest at first base. Hodges holds the inside corner on him. Magley gets his sign and glares over at first. Now Mazeroski takes his lead. Magley to his set position. Delivers. Fondy swings and bounces it foul down to the right of the plate. One ball and one strike on first baseman Dee Fondy. Had a long talk with Dee just before the ball game started, sitting down on the Pirate bench. He likes it here in Pittsburgh. Gives Pittsburgh his vote over Chicago. Big fella pumps that bat around. Likeable guy, this Fondy. Pitch to him, swung on. There's a line drive in the right field. It's in for a base hit. Mazeroski moves down to second and holds on as Farrillo's throw comes into Gilliam. So Fondy is two for two. And with two down, the Pirates now have runners at first and second, and the batter is Bob Clemente. So the partisan Pittsburgh crowd here, Forbes Field, jumping up and figuring that maybe the Pittsburgh Pirates have something stewing. Lots of many coming up for his second at bat of the afternoon. In the first inning, he tried to get away from a high inside curveball, and the ball hit the bat and tapped it back to the left of the mound, and Sal Magley threw him out. Bob's hitting at 284. Slender right-hand sticker. Mazeroski leads off at second base. Fondy first. Pitch. Clementi swings. Hits it right back at second base. Gilliam up with it. Throws to Reese on the short hop, and they've got Fondy. So that retires the side. Clementi forcing out. Fondy at second base. From Gilliam to Reese. Over the Pirates. A threat, and that's it. No runs, one hit. Coupled with a walk. Two men were left on, and there were no errors. The score at the end of three innings of play. The first game of the doubleheader at Forbes Field in Pittsburgh. The Dodgers nothing. The Pirates nothing. Gino Cimoli has the only base hit given up so far by... Correction, he has one of the two base hits given up by Vernon Law. Zimmer has the other. Gino Cimoli leading it off. He got the first base hit of the ball game. Gino batting at 342. Takes a high curveball off the shoulder for ball one. Cimoli, Snyder, and Perillo in that order in the top half of the fourth inning. Scoreless ball game. And quite a pitching duel so far between Vern Law on the mound now for Pittsburgh and Sal Magley. Curveball hit just inside third base. It's headed for the left field corner. Gino Cimoli is digging past first. He's on his way to second with those long strides. Thomas up. His throw comes into third. Cimoli has doubled. That ball was hit just fair inside third base. Well, Law's given up his third base hit. Cimoli has two of them. Duke Snyder coming along. Nobody out, top of the fourth. Cimoli leading off with a double. Ripped past third and down into the left field corner. Duke Snyder hit into a double play in the first inning. He's 0-for-1. Batting at 265. Law delivers to him a soft curve, and it punched right up the middle into center field for a base hit. Cimoli comes to third. Herman says, keep on going, boy. And Cimoli comes in to score the first one. But Snyder singles to center field to drive in the first run of the ball game. Gino Cimoli coming across. That will be hit number four, run number one off Law, and the Dodgers now lead it 1-0. The batter is Carl Perillo. For Snyder, there at first base, he has his 18th run batted in this year. 1-0 Brooklyn, top of the fourth inning. Carl Perillo is 0-for-1. He started the second inning, rolling out to the right side. Batting at 327. Leans back from a fastball and takes it off the chest for ball one. Lucky Strike sending to the action. Forbes Field. And when it comes right up time for you, let's hope you're enjoying a Lucky. Fastball hit down to the right side. Mazeroski's got it. Flips over to Baker for one. He returns throw to first, a double play. The second double play the Pittsburgh Pirates have come up with. That'll boost their total now to 36, and that'll send 1,000 Luckies to our VA hospital at Lyons, New Jersey. 4-6-3 on the double play if you're keeping score with us. Other two down in the fourth inning. The bases are now empty. Coming up to the plate is Gil Hodges. 1-0 in favor of Brooklyn. Cimoli led off with a double. Snyder singled him in. The first pitch is swung on. There's a high foul ball hit off to the left side of the plate. That'll fade to the crowd and go out of play. Strike one on Gill. Rogers was thrown out his first at bat by second baseman Bill Mazeroski. He has a 12-game hitting streak on the line this afternoon, batting at 336. Law's waiting. Now he sets some pitches. High and outside. One ball and one strike. In rides the next pitch. A fastball. Middle outside, a little low. Hodges started to go and changed his mind. Two balls and one strike. O'Brien, an infielder, is down in the Pittsburgh bullpen throwing. Maybe that he'll... come into the ball game for Pittsburgh. Somebody from the bench apparently is giving Frank Sikora, plate umpire, a little jockeying. Pulls his mask off and turns around, just looks into the Pittsburgh dugout. Now we're ready. The count is two balls, one strike on Gil Hodges. Two down, the base is empty. 1-0 Brooklyn. Vernon Law bends that right soup bone. Curve is swung on. Missed for strike two. Two balls and two strikes. Back to Hodges, swings on the pitch and sends a high bounder to second base. Mazeroski charges, grabs, flips to first. Hodges is out, Metric cars aside. So in the fourth inning, produces one run for the Brooklyn Dodgers on a double and a single hit back-to-back. Simoli leading it off and trying to get him in. There were no errors. Nobody left on thanks to the double play. Score at the end of 3.5 innings. First game, it is the Dodgers 1. The Pittsburgh Pirates have nothing.
The fourth inning, 1-0 Brooklyn. Frank Thomas coming up, right back to Al.
Thomas has been up once today. He retired to side in the first inning, fouling out to Roy Campanella. Big right-hand hitter. Magny with one run to go on. Delivers, and Thomas swings on it, gets a hold of it. There's a long jolt going deep to the scoreboard in left field. That ball is still hit. His fifth home run of the year, drives in his 20th run, and he really pulled that one. High up over the clock. The scoreboard in straightaway left field. That one all the way out on the shimmy oval. Right out into the park. Well, that's the second hit in the first run. Off Mackley. It's all tied up at one apiece. Here's Baker up there, backing off from a curveball that flips in and over for a strike. Baker 0 for 1. Tied at one apiece. Overhand curve is outside and low. Baker's count, 1-1. This is a great leveler, the home run. A great equalizer. Magna comes down again. Baker starts to chase a low curve and then decides to take it. Ball two. Two balls and one strike. Baker hitting at 266. Bagley scowling down from the mound. Looks at this choke hitter. Delivers him a curve. That's low. Baker again started to go. Changed up in time. His count is 3-1. Frank Thomas home run. Here marks another 1,000 luckies for our VA hospital at Lyons. Magley's sidearm curve reached for and foul tip. That's strike two. 3-2. Down in the Brooklyn bullpen. Right-hander Eddie Roebuck up and throwing. Magny delivers 3-2. Pitch is swung on and hit down to Reese on two outs. The captain's got it. Whistles the throw to first base. Baker is out. One away in the last half of the fourth inning of a tied-up ball game. Gene Freeze coming up for his second at-bat. And the second he flies the left field to Gino Simoli. Freeze batting at 232. Guess you just hooked up with us. The Brooklyn Dodgers had things break their way in the top half of the fourth when Simoli doubled past third into the left field corner and Snyder singled to get him home. There's the pitch to Freeze. High inside, ball one. And Perillo hit into a double play and Hodges rolled out to the right side. Going into the last half of the fourth inning, the Dodgers had a one-run ball. Frank Thomas proceeded to lift one high and deep over the left field wall, scoreboard, and clock to tie it up. Inside curveball off the knees and the count of 2-0 now to Gene Free. Free's waiting patiently. Magley ready to work to him. The 2-0 delivery. Soft curve in there for the strike. Out. The base is empty. Last half of the fourth inning. The Pittsburgh Pirates at bat. here in the first game of the doubleheader at Forbes Field in Pittsburgh. Magley, sidearm fastball. Swung on, hit back foul. What a catch made by a young lady sitting right down to the right of the screen. Two balls, two strikes. Count on Gene Freeze. Bill Burton hanging around to hit next. Magley ready. Veteran pumps just one time. Delivers an overhand curve that swung on and missed for strike three. That's Magley's first strikeout. Two down for the Pirates. Last half of the fourth inning, and the batter will be Bill Burton. His bounding ball to Gilliam in the second inning closed up things for Pittsburgh and for him, so he's up there now, batting at 202. Left-hand hitter. Magley works down to this young fella. Burton leans and doesn't offer, and the pitch is in there anyway. No balls and one strike. Philadelphia and New York. Nothing, nothing. End of the first inning of their first game. Pitch, pitch the corner. Knee high on the outside. That's strike two. No balls, two strikes. Lucky strike. Very happy to be sending it to you from Pittsburgh. Low curve, swung on, a miss. Strike three. That's the second strikeout. Sal Magley, and it closes up shop for Pittsburgh in the fourth inning, but not before they pick up a run to tie up the ball game on Thomas' home run. That was a hit in the inning. So no errors, and nobody was left on. So the score, at the end of four full innings of play, it's the Dodgers 1, the Pittsburgh Pirates have won. Fine Schaefer Day. We'll move into the top half of the fifth inning with Campanella coming up. Stepping up for the F&M Schaefer Brewing Company for the play-by-play, Vin Scully.
Thank you, Al. Hi, everybody. Campanella checks his swing and a curveball bites off the outside corner for a strike. 0-1 to Roy, who struck out in the second inning, batting 240. A 1-1 tie in the fifth inning. Law back with a slow curve. This cut on a high foul, spinning back towards the net. Misses the net and goes back into the crowd, and a young fella in a striped sports shirt makes a one-hand catch. 0-2 the count. Campanella, Reese, and Zimmer. The way Brooklyn comes up here in the fifth inning of a 1-1 tie in the first game of two. Law comes right back 0-2. Can be belted to left center field. Going over is Frank Thomas, and Bill Burden is going to bounce over into the ivy up against the light tower. Burden bobbles the ball momentarily. Campanella goes to second and then holds there. Gene Baker runs the relay back towards the infield. So Campanella rips one to deepest left center. Well over 400 feet away as it bounced against the ivy and then right into the corner where the light stanchion is. Tell you how far away it is. They usually put the batting cage out there figuring it will not be in the way, and that ball was only about 20 feet to the left of the cage. Campanella, a long double to left center. Hit number five off Vernon Law. Nobody out, and the batter, Pee Wee Reese. Pee Wee hitting 195, bounced out short to first in the third inning. He's 0-1. The outfield on Reese about straight away. Clemente is up a step or two and right. Law checks second and delivers, and Reese has to shy away from a pitch high and inside. Ball one. Giants leading the Phillies at the end of two innings, 1-0. Andre Rogers hits a home run. He's probably playing third base. That was Bill Rigney's idea. Move out to Virgil to left field. 1-0 pitch to Reese is sliced foul way down the right field line. Bangs off the upper deck facade and nestles down below. Washington, with their three-game winning streak, and I imagine they should be proud of it. Gee, things have been going pretty miserable for Cookie Lavagetto and crew. Well, they've won three straight, and they lead the Yankees 2-0 at the end of three innings. Baltimore leads the Red Sox 2-0 at the end of one inning. No report of the other two games out west, Cleveland, Chicago, Kansas City, and Detroit. The 1-1 pitch to Reese, a slow curve outside and low. Ball two. 2-1. Because of the time difference, nothing to report to you about the Cubs in Milwaukee and Cincinnati and St. Louis. We'll duck him in all day for you. 2-1 to Reese. Campanella at second base. Nobody out in the fifth inning of a 1-1 tie. Law comes to the plate, and Reese takes low. Ball three. 3-1.
Just waiting at the plate. Law going to make him wait. Campanella, hands on his hips, inching away off second base. Law ready. Now the 3-1 pitch to Reese. Cut on a hot one to the hole and through for a base hit. Campanella goes to third. Clemente guns his throw and he'll hold him at third. A one bouncer to the plate by Bob Clemente. So Billy Herman, wisely, holding Campanella at third. So Reese a single to right. Campanella goes to third and holds there. Reese, in going down the line, might have pulled a muscle in his leg, and he's giving way to Charlie Neal at first base. And Reese, showing disgust with the breaks of the game, kind of reaches down and picks up some grass, and with his head down, trots off the field. So Peewee pulled a muscle. He's not limping too much, but you know it's there. And he seems to be on the disgusted side as he comes back to the dugout. So Charlie Neal takes over, running for Peewee Reese. Well, Reese is out, hurting his leg. If we get any further report, he did not limp coming off, but apparently he pulled something. He felt something give. All right, runners at first and third. Nobody out. Don Zimmer, the batter, who promptly swings and runs her back foul. 0-1. So Peewee having a very bad spring. Started late before he could get into the lineup due to injuries, and now here at Ford Field, apparently pulled a muscle in his leg and gives way to Charlie Neal. The strike one pitch to Zimmer. He half waves at an outside pitch, but just does check his swing. One ball, one strike. They could move that infield around a bit. We'll wait and see how they do it. There are a couple of possibilities with Reese out. 1-1 to Zimmer. For pitch now, Don swings and fouls that one away. 1-2. It could be that Neal would play second base, Gilliam would play third, and Zimmer play short. Neal last year, you remember, played a little bit of shortstop, so he could just take over for Reese. We'll wait and see. Nobody out, runners at first and third in the fifth inning of a 1-1 tie. Neal inching off the bag at first, Campanella from third. The pitch to Zimmer in the dirt and blocked nicely by Hank Foyles. 2-2. We owe a station break, so after Zimmer has had his at-bat, we'll duck it in. Hope you've ducked in plenty of Schaefer beer in the refrigerator to keep it nice and cold. 2-2 pitch to Don Zimmer. Cut on a fly ball into fairly shallow right center. Clemente going over. Campanella tags. Clemente with the ball. Here comes Campanella. Here comes the throw to the plate. He flies. He scrapes. The ball is backed up with the plate by Vernon Law. And down to second goes Charlie Neal. Hank Foyles tried to block the plate. And Campanella ripped right under him. The ball squirted away. And alert fielding by Vernon Law prevented Neal from taking an extra base. So Zimmer, a fly ball into right center to Bob Clemente for the out. Campanella tags up and brings in the run, and Neal advances to second base. So gives Zimmer an RBI. The run comes over. And it is 2-1 Brooklyn. No error on the play. Let's get that station break in. This is the Brooklyn Dodgers Radio Network.
And your Brooklyn Dodgers station for the Capital District. WOKO, first in Albany, 1460 on your dial. Out in Indianapolis, at the end of 80 laps, 200 miles down the drain of the 500-mile race, Sam Hanks is leading out there for the 500-mile race crowned today. Now back to baseball.
Magley sacrificed in the third inning. Swings at a pitch and doesn't get it, 0-1. Magley batting 125. He has one hit. A double, a single, and a scoring fly ball. And Brooklyn breaks the tie and takes the lead 2-1. Fifth inning, one out. Law checks his signs with Hank Foyles. Now comes to the plate and a sharp curve. Cut on and missed, 0-2. On deck, Jim Gilliam. Law has everything his way now to Magley. No balls and two strikes. Vernon ready and delivers. Sal takes outside. Ball one. 1-2. Lovely day today here in Pittsburgh. Warm but comfortable. Nice crowd on hand watching the beginning of a big doubleheader. Law ready.
Boyle settles low back of the plate. The 1-2 pitch to Magley, a curveball outside, 2-2. Brooklyn, 2 runs on 6 hits. The Pirates, 1 run on 4 hits. 1 run on 3 hits, excuse me. The 2-2 pitch now to Magley. Cut on is a fly ball to right field. Clemente was shallow, has to go back and leap in the air and grab it. And Charlie Neal holds on at second base. So Magley hit the ball well and lines out to Bob Clemente in right field. 2 down, Charlie Neal holding at second base, and the batter Jim Gilliam. Jim started off the spring roaring, got up as high as in the 400 category, started to skid down to the 240s, then out west picked up, he had 7 hits and 14 at-bats, got his average back up to about 280, and he's starting to skid down again, he's batting 252. So Junior really rides the elevator, especially early in the year. May is not a particularly good month for Gilliam, however, if he follows his pattern, he'll start to really get his base hits again in June. Junior takes a strike, 0-1. Gilliam with 10 runs batted in, has flied to center, flied to left. 0-2. Law comes set, a peek at Charlie Neal, the pitch to Gilliam, a little high. 1-1. Meeting number 10 between these two. The Dodgers haven't taken 5 out of 9, but the Pirates have taken 3 out of 5 here at Ford Field. The 1-1 pitch to Gilliam, cut on, hit off the thumbs and foul down the left field line upstairs. 1-2. Junior didn't get around on a fastball, and the count 1-2. Vernon Law and Sal Magley in this first game. Sandy Koufax and Bob Perkey tabbed to do the work in the second. 1-2 pitch to Gilliam. High, 2-2. 2-2. We'll leave Pittsburgh tonight at about 11 o'clock or thereabouts. Spend the night on the train going to Philadelphia. Play Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday afternoon, and Monday night. 2-2 pitch to Gilliam. Jim swings and hooks her foul way down the right field line. That goes in the upper deck. Holding count 2-2. Gilliam just moving that bat back and forth. Law comes set, looks to Charlie Neal at second, and delivers just inside. 3. Hank Foyle's a mild dispute with plate umpire Frank Sicori. Full count now to Jim Gilliam. Charlie Neal running for Pee Wee Reese, who hurt his leg. Charlie down at second base. 2 out. Brooklyn 2, Pirates 1 in the 5th inning. Foyle's wig-wagging signs out now. Law gives him a reading. Picks off the one that he wants. 3-2 pitch to Jim Gilliam. Cut on is a high fly ball into shallow left. It's an easy play for Frank Thomas. Just standing there waiting and takes it. In the 5th inning for Brooklyn, they put together a double, a single, and a scoring fly ball. 1 run, 2 hits. Leave 1 man. There were no Pirate errors until the score at the end of 4.5 innings of play. Brooklyn 2, Pittsburgh 1.
Now for the last half of the 5th inning and the infield changes for the Brooklyn Dodgers. Neal will go to third base and Don Zimmer will move over to the shortstop, taking on where Reese leaves off. So that's it for the last half of the 5th inning. Foyles comes to the plate now for the Pittsburgh Pirates. The Dodgers lead it 2-1. Let's get right back to the inning.
Well, catcher Hank Foyles batting 263. Bounced out short the first in the 3rd inning. He's 0-1. Magley ready, hooks him, and it pitches cut on, a high foul to the left of the plate. That'll go back into the crowd. 0-1. Foyles has 3 home runs, 10 runs batted in. The crowd gets a few giggles out of the race for that foul ball. Memorial Day 1957 here at Forbes Field in Pittsburgh. Strike 1 pitch to Hank Foyles. Cut on, slice now, foul in the upper deck or first base. 0-2. Then the three innings and the only other ball game we can report on in the National League. Giants 1, Phillies nothing on Andre Rogers' home run. Well, the games in the American League starting. Washington leading the Yankees 2-0 at the end of 3. Baltimore 2, Red Sox nothing at the end of 2. Curveball low and outside to Hank Foyles. 1-2. We're in the bottom of the 5th inning. Brooklyn 2 and the Pirates 1. The Dodgers 2 runs on 6 hits and the Pirates 1 run on 3 hits. The big hit, Thomas's home run in the 4th inning. 1-2 pitch. Foyle swings and nubs are foul to the left of the plate. Count holds 1-2. Memorial Day, a day of memories. I bet you can probably think on a lighter side, baseball-wise, a lot of things that happened on Memorial Days in the past. Also, that 500-mile saucer at Indianapolis will get a workout today. The 1-2 pitch now. Magley slides it in there, and it's whacked right on by Charlie Neal and down the left field line. Gino Cervoli chasing it into the corner. Hank Foyles on his way with a stand-up double. Oh, Hank Foyles ripped one by Charlie Neal just inside third and down the line. So the Dodgers leading 2-1 and the lead in jeopardy. Foyles at second base with nobody out and Vernon Law the batter. The Dodger bullpen swings into action. Eddie Roebuck up right away. Vernon Law is a pretty good hitting pitcher. His average shows .364. He has 2 runs batted in. When Law first joined the Pirates a few years ago, and the Dodgers, of course, always have a habit prior to a ballgame, like every other club, of watching the opposing team take batting practice. And the day that Vernon Law first pitched against Brooklyn, when he hit with the regulars, the boys on the bench were really impressed with him. He's a rangy fellow, bends slightly at the knees, but he's no automatic out up there, not by a long shot. Neal comes inside the bag at third as Magley comes to the plate. The pitch is bunted up towards first. Campanella's going to let the ball roll and picks it up belatedly, throws to first just in time. Roy started to go after the ball, and then it started to spin away. And for a moment, you could just about read Campanella's mind. Maybe it's a too good a bunt. Maybe I ought to let it roll foul. Then the ball hugged the chalk line, and Campanella figured, uh-oh, better make the play, and he just did. So the sacrifice works. 2-4 from Roy Campanella to Jim Gilliam. Hank Foyles advancing to third. One out, the tying run at third base, and the batter, Bill Mazeroski, who has bounced out and walked. Mazeroski batting 202, and the Dodgers now crowd home plate. The infield moves in. This is Hodges, Gilliam, Zimmer, and Neal. Magley looks over at third at Hank Foyles, now works to Mazeroski, a curve that stays high and inside, ball one. Young second baseman has hit 2 home runs, and he has 4 runs batted in. Magley trying to rub a couple of wrinkles into that baseball now while he turns and looks over at third. 2-1 Brooklyn, bottom of the 5th, 1 out, Foyles at third. The 1-0 pitch to Mazeroski, low and inside, ball 2, 2-0. Waiting, 2-0 the count. Magley takes his full windup. The 2-0 pitch to Mazeroski. Cut on a hot one to Neal, who holds his runner, throws over to first for the out, and then Hodges comes right back towards the infield to make sure Foyles remains. So Mazeroski bounced out third to first. 2 down, Foyles holding at third base, and the batter, D. Fondy, who is 2-for-2. Fondy both times singling to right. D. batting .347. He hurt Newcomb and Brooklyn the other night when, as a pinch hitter, he blooped a single to center to drive in the big run that tied it up. The Pirates eventually won it in 11 innings, 3-2. Rangy left-hand batter, Magley ready to come to him, and the curve is cut on and missed for a strike. 0-1. I think if you poll the Dodgers, they would say about as fast a man in the league going from home plate to first base is this D. Fondy. Time called momentarily. Frank Sicori, the plate umpire, points out to the left field corner. Joe Becker going over to retrieve a baseball that got loose from the Brooklyn bullpen. Two out, Hank Foyles at third. Bottom of the 5th inning, 2-1 Brooklyn. Fondy waiting with the count 0-1.
Magny ready and comes to him. Curve, foul to the plate. 0-2. Magley taking time now. It's a big spot. Sal winds in the strike two pitch to Fondi. Outside, ball one. 1-2. The infield, of course, with two out back into normal depth. The outfield, and in particular Duke Snider, very deep. Snyder's away out there. Magley winds a 1-2 pitch to D, taken outside again, ball two. So, deuces wild here in the fifth inning. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Brooklyn leads 2-1. Hank Foyles holding at third. Magley ready. Now the 2-2 pitch to D. Fondi. Cut on, fouled away. Magley just kind of wandering around out there at the mound. Looks to his outfield, now turns around. Sal looks over third, now ready. The 2-2 pitch to DeFondi, cut on, is a high fly ball to left. Gino Simoli is right there. It's an easy play. Whacks his glove and takes the ball for the out. So the Pirates are turned away empty-handed in the fifth inning. No runs, one hit. They leave a man at third base. And the score at the end of five innings of play, Brooklyn 2 and the Pirates 1.
All right, right back to action. Let's get back to Lynn.
Before we get to the action, we have some good news for all you boat lovers. Whether you own a rowboat or a yacht, the F&M Schaefer Brewing Company is sponsoring a new radio program entitled This Week in Boating. It's just the kind of show you boatmen have been waiting for. Summary of news, weather forecasts, tips and feature stories of the boating world. This Week in Boating, a 15-minute radio show, beginning this Friday night at 11:15, and will be a regular Friday night feature. For all you boat lovers, remember, This Week in Boating at 11:15. Check your local newspaper for the station and anchors away. All right, sixth inning, 2-1 Brooklyn, and Simoli takes a strike. Gino has a single and a double, batting .348. Gina, prior to today in his sixth game since returning to the lineup, hit at a .400 clip. Swings now and is a high fly ball to center. Verdon charging it, still coming on. She drops in for a base hit. So, as the ball players say, Gino's living right. Gets his third hit, a looping single to center. And it's hit number 7 off Vernon Law. Brooklyn leading 2-1. So, Simoli with a single, a double, and now a bloop single to center. That brings up Duke Snider, who's hit into a double play and single to center to drive in a run. Duke batting .271. Law comes set, checks Simoli and delivers, and Snider takes way high, ball one. First of two games, second game, it will be Sandy Koufax and Bob Perkey. Law throws over to first. Simoli did not have a big lead, gets right back. One ball, no strikes. The count to Snider. Law again throws over there, and Gino's back. Snider takes a look at a balloon that's way high. Ball two. Snider. Sixth inning, Brooklyn 2, Pirates 1. Vernon Law comes set, looks to Simoli, delivers Snider way out in front of that changeup. Boy, he almost came out of his uniform. Two balls, one strike. Giants 1, Phillies nothing at the end of 3, only other game underway in the National League. Tuck in what we have in the American League. Washington 2, Yankees nothing at the end of 4. Baltimore 2, Red Sox nothing at the end of 3. The 2-1 pitch to Snyder. Another pitch is belted high and deep to right field. That one's going to go over and out. A home run for Snyder. Over the right field screen and back into the crowd. So the Duke has listed one. His 9th home run. He now has 20 runs batted in. And the Dodgers lead 4-1. So Law, after changing up and making Snyder look so badly, came back with another changeup. And the Duke was waiting. It's 300 feet down the right field line here at Forbes Field, but then they have not only the wall, but a high screen atop it. Snyder's drive cleared everything and went right down an exit gate. So the Duke's second hit, 3 RBIs for him in this ballgame. Brooklyn 4, Pirates 1 in the 6th inning, and the batter, Carl Perillo, was bounced out and hit into a double play, batting 325. Law delivers, and Carl takes a strike, 0-1. So Mr. Magley will have a little bit of breathing room now. 4-1, Brooklyn. Law right back again, 0-1, and the breaking ball is low. 1-1. The F&M Schaefer Brewing Company of Brooklyn, brewers of America's oldest lager beer, wishing you the very best on this Memorial Day, wherever you may be. Hope you're doing just what you want to do. 1-1 is cut on and fouled away, 1-2. I think on holidays, especially a day like today or July 4th or Labor Day, crowd brewing in the background, a park policeman chasing the foul. I think with so many people off, we ought to tip our hats especially to the policemen and state police and Port of Authority men that do such a great job untangling those traffic jams, huh? 1-2 pitch is way high, ball 2, 2-2. Well, I mean, those fellas who are stuck in the Lincoln Tunnel, the Battery Tunnel, the Holland Tunnel, on the George Washington Bridge. They do a great job. Really need them on a day like today. 2-2 pitch now to Frillo. Cut on is a high fly ball to left center. It's pretty deep and in the middle. Over goes Burden on the run. Crisscrossing is Thomas, and it's Burden for the catch. So Frillo, a long out to left center. One down. The batter, Gil Hodges, who twice, since the Pirates are pitching outside to him, tried to go to right, and twice he's bounced out to Mazeroski. Gil batting 333, and one of the big reasons why he's been hitting so well is his almost newfound ability to consistently hit that outside pitch. Law ready and delivers. Hodges takes a half swing and checks the pitch up high. Ball 1. 1-0. Gil so many times would get in trouble up there at the plate by taking the outside pitch on the corner, but now he's going after it and doing very well. 1-0 pitch. Gil runs up and bunts and hits it sharply foul outside of third. 1-1. Oh, Hodges coming back to hit again. One out here in the 6th inning. 2 runs are over for Brooklyn, thanks to Snyder's home run, his 9th. And the Dodgers lead 4-1. Hodges just waiting at the plate. On deck, Roy Campanella. One pitch to Hodges now. Full swing on a curveball. He doesn't get it. 1-2. Brooklyn 4 runs on 8 hits. No errors. The Pirates 1 run on 4 hits. No errors. Dodgers have had a home run hit by Snyder, and Frank Thomas hit one for Pittsburgh. 1-2 pitch to Hodges. Curve cut on and hit slowly wide a third. Over into the hole comes Baker. His hurried throw is not in time. So Hodges legs one out for a base hit into the hole at short. That is hit number 9 on Vernon Law. One out in the batter, Roy Campanella, who is struck out and doubled. Campy batting 247. Comes to Campanella, who swings late and hits it in the up deck boxes on top of the roof. 0-1.
Brooklyn 4, Pirates 1. Two runs over here in the sixth inning. One out, Hodges at first, and the count to Campanella, no balls, one strike. Well, ready and comes to the plate, and Campy takes two low. A puff of dirt signals it was in the dirt, one and one. Campy has six home runs, 21 runs batted in. A sign of the summer, a little ladybug come flying in the booth. One and one. Pitch to Campy now, down low, ball two, two and one. Two balls, one strike. Law comes set, takes a peek at Hodges, now delivers, and Campanella takes low and outside, ball three. Oh, Vernon Law in trouble. Trailing 4-1 to Brooklyn, Hodges at first with one out, and he has fallen behind to Campanella, 3-1. There goes Hodges, a hot one down to Mazeraki, who's over to cover the bag. Feeds to Baker, a high throw to first, is still out as DeFondi makes the tag on Campanella. Oh, they get the double play. Mazeraski was breaking to cover as Hodges was going on the pitch, and the ball was hit right at Mazeraski. He fed to Baker, and Baker's high throw to Fondi was still all right as he made the swipe tag. 4-6-3. So the Pirates now have come up with three double plays thus far in six innings. For Brooklyn, two runs, three hits, a big blow, Snyder's home run with Simoli aboard. Nobody left on. At the end of 5.5 innings of play, Brooklyn 4 and Pittsburgh 1.
Down to the last half, inning number 6. The Brooklyn Dodgers are leading it 4-1. Clemente coming up for the Pirates. Is it already been?
All set, Al. Before the play gets back in, though, before it interferes with it, seeing that ladybug. Remember when you were a kid, you weren't supposed to step on an ant because it would make it rain, remember?
That's right.
We had another one in the city that if you stepped on the cracks in the sidewalk, you'd break the devil's dishes.
Never heard it quite that way.
Yeah, that was a New York thing for kids. Okay, bottom of the sixth, here's Clemente. Magley's curve is cut on, little looper, right near the bag at second. Gilliam is there to take it, and quickly one out. Summer's coming in. Just thinking about that, thinking about Dodger Town Camp for Boys, too. All the fun that youngsters have down there. You can drop us a line at 215 Montague Street. Well, what a spot for youngsters. Frank Thomas, the batter, has fouled out and hit a home run. As Al pointed out, he really jolted it over the scoreboard and over the clock. Frank takes a slow curve in for the strike on one. Frank has five home runs, 20 runs batted in, and an average of 324. One out, bottom of the sixth. 4-1 Brooklyn. Magley comes back, and a curve is grounded wide a third. A nice stab by Charlie Neal, who makes his play. Charlie not only had to cover ground going to his left, but the ball did not come up for him. At the last second, he really had to short hop it, digging it out of the dirt. Two down. If you've just joined us and you say, Charlie Neal at third, well, that's right. Don Zimmer's at short. For Pee Wee Reese, who started the ballgame, got a base hit in the fifth inning and pulled a muscle in his leg and had to give way. Two out, here's Gene Baker. Twice he is grounded out. Swings, there's a high fly ball into left field. It's high but not too deep. Simoli's there, shading his eyes, and takes it for the out. So a rather easy inning for Sal Magley. Sets him down 1-2-3. And at the end of six innings of play, Brooklyn 4 and the Pirates 1. All right, Al, we're waiting now for catcher Hank Foyles to get his gear on and come on up. While we have a chance, let's pause the station identification. This is the Brooklyn Dodgers Radio Network.
Dial 1460 WOKO for the Brooklyn Dodger games. And write to WOKO for the complete Dodger schedule of games both at home and away. It's yours free for the asking. Be sure to give your name and address. Write baseball, WOKO, Albany, New York.
All right, seventh inning. Charlie Neal, the batter. Vernon Law spins the pitch and gets it high, ball one. Neal coming up for his first at-bat now. He's batting 273, has a home run and four runs batted in. Law right back again. Charlie checks and the pitch is down low, ball two, 2-0. Charlie Neal followed by Don Zimmer and pitcher Sal Magley. We're in the seventh inning. Brooklyn 4, Pirates 1. Vernon Law winds in the 2-0 pitch. Neal swings and fouls it back. 2-1. Law checking signs. Neil, just waiting. Vernon Wines and the 2-1 pitch to Charlie Neal. Cut on and fouled away. 2-2. Griffin with a run in the fourth, one in the fifth, and two in the sixth. The Pirate run came in a home run by Frank Thomas in the fourth inning. 2-2 pitch to Charlie Neal. Cut on, a bouncer slowly to second. Mazeroski up with it, throws to first in time, and Neal is retired 4-3. One up, one away. Second game, we'll see Sandy Koufax and Bob Perkey. Don Zimmer has singled to right and a scoring fly ball to right. One for one. That's to get down and away from a high inside fastball. Ball one. Zim batting 237. Four home runs, 11 runs batted in. Law back to him 1-0. Zimmer swings and misses. 1-1. Don using a bit lighter bat now. He had a new set made. Bats now weigh around 32, 33 ounces. 1-1 pitch. Slow curve cut on is a high fly ball into left center. It's an easy play for Verdon. Right there, waiting and takes it. Two up, two away. And we're waiting now for Sal Magley to make his way. Sal puts on his helmet. Out he comes. He sacrificed in the third inning and hit the ball well and lined out to Bob Clementi in right field in the fifth. Gets a round of applause as he comes up. Magley batting 111. One for nine. And comes to Magley, and the pitch is cut on and missed, strike one. When the Pirates bat in the bottom of the seventh inning, they'll have Gene Freese, Bill Verdon, and Hank Foyles. Law right back again. Magley swings and pops it up. Third baseman Gene Freese calling, waiting, takes it. So, quiet seventh inning for Brooklyn. 1-2-3. Score now, the end of 6.5 innings of play in this first game of two today. Brooklyn 4 and the Pirates 1. And they are standing here at Forbes Field for the Bucks when they come up to bat. But right now, let's all sit quietly and listen to Al.
Who's that Dixieland jive again, Mr. Scully?
Oh, those hot licks.
Yes, sir. Take me down to Basin Street and cool me off.
Well, I've heard it take me out of the ballgame a lot of ways, but I've never heard of Dixieland. It's wake you up.
It'll do something to you. I don't know what, but it'll do it.
Well, we find out about the last of the seventh now. Gene Freese, the batter, tries to punt in the air. It drops foul untouched. 0-1. Gene flied to left and struck out, batting 229. Well, the Washington Senators, with their three-game winning streak, and they're leading 4-0 at the end of five innings, got a tough break. Pitcher Al Seacott of the Yankees hit one back and hit pitcher Camilio Pascual. Pascual had to leave the ballgame. Relieved by Bud Byerly in the sixth inning. Strike one pitch to Gene Freese. Cut on and missed 0-2. And the thought of a pitcher being hit by a batted ball reminds us of the pictures in the newspapers of Herb Score being out of the hospital. Certainly wish him well. Boy, he must be quite a fella, huh? 0-2 pitch to Gene Freese. Cut on and line down the left field line. It's starting to hook and go foul. 0-2, the count to Gene Freese. They don't expect Herb Score to be in uniform for quite a while as yet. Be another week to 10 days before he'll even try uniform. They don't expect him to pitch for about a month. But at least the big fella's out and around. Brooklyn 4, Pirates 1, bottom of the seventh inning. Gene Freese, Bill Verdon, Hank Foyles. Magley ready in the 0-2 pitch. Freese swings and a bouncing ball stabbed, backhanded by Magley, who throws him out. A nice play by Sal, going sharply to his right. So Freese retired 1-3. Bill Verdon, the center fielder for Pittsburgh, has bounced out and struck out. Bill's average is really shrinking now. He's down to 201. Bill, a fine hitter, had a great year last year, much, I guess, to the embarrassment of the St. Louis Cardinals. Having trouble getting squared around. He has one home run, 12 RBIs. Magley bends at the knees, gets a sign. Now Sal ready and comes to the plate. And the change is just low, ball one. Magley giving you the impression he's just pushing it up there. 1-0. Sal back again, 1-0. The pitch is grounded right at Gilliam. Jim up with it easily after going on his right knee and throws him out. So Verdon goes down, 4-3. Two up, two away. Catcher Hank Foyles bounced out and doubled sharply to left. Got around as far as third in the fifth inning, and that's where he saved. Griffin leading 4-1 in the seventh inning, two out. Foyles batting 271. Catcher swings and fouls the first pitch back, strike one. The F&M Schaefer Brewing Company of Brooklyn sending you all the proceedings on a big day from Pittsburgh, Memorial Day. Second game, Sandy Koufax and Bob Perkey. Hope you're just comfortable right now, if you don't have to move around too much. Strike one pitch to Foyles in there, 0-2. And if you're planning to have some Cole Schaefer to keep you company, and we certainly hope you are, hope you have that half-quart can where you don't have to keep jumping up and down for a refill. Strike two pitch, Foyles cuts on it, and there's a high fly ball into shallow right. Brillo coming over, still over to his left, some more now, and takes it for the out. About 20 feet fair inside the right field foul line. So Mr. Sal Magley is starting to get the reins now. He's retired 9 men in a row since Foyles doubled to open up the fifth. And at the end of 7, Brooklyn 4 and Pittsburgh 1.
Pitch to the top half of the 8th inning. And the first Brooklyn Dodger up will be Jim Gilliam. Score standing the Dodgers 4 and the Pittsburgh Pirates 1 in this first game of a doubleheader from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh. Vin's already, so let's pick up the action.
Jim Gilliam to lead it off is 0-3. Fly balls to center and twice to left. Junior batting 251. Laws fastball below his knees, ball one. This for Big Vernon will probably be his last inning of work. He's due up first when the Pirates come to bat in the bottom of the 8th. Law ready and the 1-0 pitch. Junior takes inside, ball two, 2-0. Gene Freeze playing on the grass inside third. Brooklyn 4, Pirates 1. We're in the 8th inning. Vernon Law winds, and the 2-0 pitch to Gilliam, taken for the strike, 2-1. Brooklyn up to this moment, 4 runs on 9 hits and no errors. The Pirates 1 run on 4 hits, no errors. Law back again, Gilliam swings and fouls it away, 2-2. Control has been very good on both sides today. Vernon Law has not walked a man. Sal Magley walked one. The beauty yesterday, Johnny Padres and Ronnie Klein. Brooklyn won that 1-0. Law flicking his glove at Foyle signs. Now he's ready. 2-2 pitch. Cut on is a hot one on a bounce right to Mazeroski. Stays with it, makes his play. So Gilliam hits the ball sharply, but right at the second baseman. One out in the 8th. Gino Cimoli with 3 hits today, 3-for-3, 2 singles and a double. And the pleasant young man from the San Francisco Bay Area now has a .353 batting average. Gino with that overly close stance, just waiting. Law ready and delivers, and Cimoli shies away. The pitch is inside, ball one. Cimoli waiting. Now the 1-0 pitch to Gino. Cut on to the hot one. Grabbed nicely by Gene Freeze. His throw to first is in time. Oh, I guess the scales always balance out. Cimoli got a base hit on a little looping fly ball to center in the 6th inning. This time he ripped one, but right at third baseman Freeze, and he goes out. Two down in the 8th inning, and the batter, Duke Snyder. Snyder hit into a double play in the 1st inning, single to center to drive in Cimoli in the 4th, and hit a home run to deep right field with Cimoli aboard in the 6th. Snyder batting 276. Law delivers. Diana swings a high drive way out into right center field. That's it, a mile. Clemente to the wall and grabs it. And that's over 400 feet away. Boy, that's a long out. So, Mr. Duke Snyder, who is of a specially happy frame of mind the last few days with his lovely wife Beverly making this little trip with him, goes 2-for-3 and jolts one to deepest right center that Bob Clemente hauls down right at the base of the wall. So Brooklyn goes out 1-2-3 in the eighth. And at the end of 7.5, Brooklyn 4, Pittsburgh 1.
Sitting over here visualizing.
Boy, I got an imagination. Woo! Well, Paul Smith coming up now, batting for Vernon Law, tries to bunt and fouls the first pitch away on 1. Paul Smith, S-M-I-T-H, utility outfielder, left-hand batter. Hitting for Vernon Law, bottom of the eighth, Brooklyn 4, Pirates 1. Smitty batting 279. Magny ready, right back to him with a curve and misses high, 1-1. So it will be Paul Smith and Bill Mazeroski and Dee Fundy. Magly getting a sign from Roy Campanella. Sal straightens up, comes to the plate 1-1. The curve cut on and missed, 1-2. Smith stumbled in the hitter's box. Spikes caught, so plate umpire Frank Sicori polishing off home plate. Magly winds, and the 1-2 pitch to Paul Smith outside, 2-2. The 1-1 tie at the end of 6 innings, the Phillies and the Giants. No score at the end of 1 inning, the Cubs and Milwaukee. The Cardinals are leading Cincinnati, 1-0 at the end of an inning and a half. The American League, Washington leading the Yankees 4-0 at the end of 5. Magly ready and delivers. Smith swings a hot one to the hole. Over there is Zimmer. He's up with it. His long throw in time. And Paul Smith is retired, 6-3. Detroit leading Kansas City 1-0 at the end of 1 inning. And Baltimore making things rough for the Red Sox. Baltimore 5 and Boston 1 at the end of 4. No report yet. Cleveland and the White Sox. Further report, at the end of 2 innings, the Cardinals 2, Cincinnati nothing. Dodgers trailing Cincinnati by a game and a half. Batter Mazeroski, and Bill takes a pitch down low, ball 1. Mazeroski batting 200. Tricey is bounced out and walked. Magly comes back 1-0, Mazeroski takes low again, ball 2, 2-0. Big day of baseball, everybody in the majors playing doubleheaders, so we'll be keeping a close check on all the scores throughout the afternoon. 2-0 pitch to Mazeroski, that's high, ball 3, 3-0. Walter Austin sitting in front of the Dodger dugout on the top step right next to the bat rack, watching Magley's every move. The 3-0 pitch to Mazeroski, down the pipe, 3-1. The plate in there, full count. 3-2 to Bill Mazeroski. On deck, Dee Fundy. One out, bases empty. Bottom of the eighth inning. Brooklyn 4, Pittsburgh 1. Sal Magly ready in the 3-2 pitch. Curve cut on is a high fly ball to deep left. Cavoli going back, away back to the ivy wall. Turns and grabs it. Right at the wall. And I'll tell you, Cavoli had an idea all the way. He just kept looking at the wall with his back to home plate. Then turned at the very fringe of the black dirt track that goes around the ballpark. Caught it right against the wall. Long out. Magly gave you the impression that time that he's just not going to walk. Mazeroski came right in with it. Let the little second baseman hit it just about as far as he could. Two out. Here's Dee Fundy batting 344. Dee is 2-for-3. Magley's changeup is outside. Ball 1. Fundy twice singled to right and flied to left. On deck, Bob Clemente. The 1-0 pitch to Fundy at the knees for a strike, 1-1. Magly bends at the waist to get his sign. Now the 1-1 pitch to Dee Fundy. Cut on is a hot one up the middle. That's a clean base hit. That is the first hit for Pittsburgh Then Frank Foyles doubled in the fifth inning. Magley in that time had retired 11 men in a row, and now Fondy singles to center with two out, and here's Bob Clementi. Clementi, quite a favorite here at Pittsburgh. He's kind of on the spectacular side. On any fly ball, he kind of runs around out there like a kid chasing a bee. You get a big kick out of him. With the bat, he's hitting 280. Hit back to the box, hit into a forced play, and popped up. Fondy at first, two out. Magley set, comes to the plate, and Clementi takes the strike, 0-1. The Dodger bullpen, Clem Levine, begins to loosen up. Brooklyn 4, Pirates 1, bottom of the eighth. Magley comes set. Now the strike one pitch. Clementi swings right through it, 0-2. Clementi turns and says something to Frank Sicori, now gets back in. Magley in no hurry. He's waited a long time for this start. He's making the most of it. The 0-2 pitch to Clementi, outside, ball one. 1-2. Magley's last start, 20 days ago on May the 10th, you remember a Friday night against the Giants, he pitched four innings, lost to Ruben Gomez, 2-1. Sal turns on the rubber, takes a peek at first, and comes set. The 1-2 pitch, breaking ball just outside. Clementi of a mind to swing, check. 2-2. Big Frank Thomas on deck. Gilliam has overshifted way over to his right, so there's a big gap on the right side of the infield. Magley delivers, Clementi takes, outside, ball three. That one backhanded by Campanella. So Magley now, after retiring 11 men in a row, with two out in the eighth inning, Fondy singles. He has now gone to a full count on Bob Clementi. Clementi gets on, Magley has to face Frank Thomas, who hit a home run in the fourth inning. Magley set, 3-2 pitch, there goes Fondy, and it's foul back. And four runs on nine hits. The Pirates, one run on five hits. Clementi walks out of the batter's box, wants a towel to dry off his hands. It's a pleasant day here in Pittsburgh. Blue skies and white clouds. The breeze has picked up a bit, blowing from right center, slanting across the left field foul line. Clementi might very well have gotten something in his eye. Now the on-deck hitter, Frank Thomas, takes a towel and kind of looks at the orb. ORB means eye?
Yep.
All right, Bob's all right. Here he comes. Full count to Bob Clementi. D. Fondy holding on at first, two out in the eighth. Brooklyn 4, Pittsburgh 1. Magley, staring in. Campanella wigwags a sign out to him. Sal's ready. Fondy will be going. There he goes. The 3-2 is caught on. It's a line drive, slicing to right field. That's going to be high and off the screen. Fondy is heading for third. Grillo throws into second. Fondy comes to the plate and scores on a double by Clementi. A line drive halfway up the screen in right field. That chased in Fondy. Clementi sliding into second with his double, and it is now Brooklyn 4, the Pirates 2. Still two out in the eighth inning, and the batter, Frank Thomas. So Magley has now given up two runs, six hits, and he has the two-out blues here in the eighth. Smith had bounced out, Mazeroski had flied out, and Fondi singled and Clemente doubled him in. And here's Thomas. Thomas fouled out, hit one over the scoreboard and the clock in the fourth inning for his fifth home run. Last time up, bounced out third to first. So the Pirate folks here in the stands waking up and a little hand clapping in the background. Magny comes set now, delivers to Thomas, who swings a hot one into the hole through for a base hit. Clemente is around third, will score, and Cipollone throws into second, and it's getting tougher. After breezing along through seven and two-third innings. With two out in the eighth, gives up a single to Fondi, a double to Clemente, a single to Thomas, and it is 4-3, Brooklyn. Walter Alston going out to the mound as Gene Baker will be the batter. Levine continues to throw in the bullpen, and it could be that Magly will be taken out right now. Sal just breezing along, and kaboom, the Pirates start to whack away at him. Alston looks to the bullpen, looks again, and says, "Now I want Levine." So while Levine comes in to relieve Magly, Dodgers leading 4-3, throws an owl, tells us about all the other ball games on our Schaefer scoreboard.
All right, Ben, the Philadelphia Giants, their first game of the doubleheader at the end of seven innings, all tied at one apiece. Simmons for Philadelphia, and for the Giants, it is Ruben Gomez. Boucher and Rogers have each hit home runs in that first game. Cincinnati and St. Louis at the end of 2 1/2 innings of play, St. Louis 2. And Cincinnati has one. Joe Nuxdall pitching for the Cincinnati Reds. Willard Schmidt going for St. Louis. Thurman had a home run in the third with the bases empty for Cincinnati. Chicago and Milwaukee at the end of an inning and a half. There's no score. It's Glass going for Chicago and thrown for Milwaukee. Round of applause here as Sal Magly comes off the hill. Now over in the American League. Yankees in Washington at the end of six innings of their first game of the doubleheader. Washington has a total of five runs. The Yankees, nothing. Al Seacott started for the Yankees. Terry came on in the sixth inning. That's Ralph Terry. And Washington, Pasquale started, was out of there, hit by a batted ball, and Byerly relieved in the sixth. Lemon, a home run in the fifth with one on for Washington. His sixth of the year. Cleveland and Chicago at the end of an inning and a half. It is nothing and nothing. For Cleveland, Daly. For Chicago, it is Donovan. Baltimore and Boston at the end of 4 1/2 innings of play. It is 5-1, Baltimore over Boston. Art Ceccarelli for Baltimore. Stone started for Boston. Porterfield in the fifth. Kell a home run in the first with nobody on. His fourth of the year for Baltimore. Kansas City, Detroit, their first game of a twin bill. At the end of one inning, Detroit leads. Kansas City 1-0. Thanks to Harvey Keene's home run in the first with nobody aboard. That's his second of the year. Tommy Morgan going for Kansas City. For Detroit, it's Duke Mark. Well, that's everything right up to the minute. We have some changes here. Let's get back to Vin.
Ray Mejias is a speed merchant down at first base running for Frank Thomas. Rangy left-hand batter Bob Skinner is coming up to hit for Gene Baker as Clem Levine takes over for Magly with two outs. And time called for a moment as Frillo is receiving a ball in right field that got away in the Pirate bullpen where both O'Brien and also Face are loosening up. Buddy Pritchard now loosens up. He's a young shortstop. He'll be taking over for Baker. 4-3 Brooklyn. Two out in the eighth inning. Mejias at first. Levine in relief of Magly. Bob Skinner batting .314. He has one home run, five runs batted in. So what was a pleasant 7 2/3 innings for Magly finally exploded and he had to come out. Levine comes set. Looks to first and delivers. And the curve is outside. Ball one. Levine has three wins and no defeats against the league. He has saved five. He is asked to save a sixth. This is his 18th appearance this year. Clem Levine, back of him, Don Bessent in the bullpen. Levine set on the 1-0 pitch. Skinner takes a curve down low, ball two, 2-0. It was a very quiet beginning of the eighth inning. Smith batted for law and bounced out, and Mazeroski flied out. Then Fondi singled to center. Clemente doubled off the screen and right to chase in Fondi. And Thomas singled to left to chase in Clemente. So it's Brooklyn 4, Pirates 3, still two out. Levine turns and throws to first to keep Mejias near the bag. Levine comes set. The 2-0 pitch to Bob Skinner. Curve over for the strike, 2-1. So the elusive final out in the eighth inning has been tough to come by.
Considering that Magley had not pitched in 20 days, he did surprisingly well today. Ran out of gas with two out in the eighth. Levine set. Clem delivers 2-1 to Skinner. A sinker cut on and missed. 2-2. Deuce is wild with two out, and so are the Pirates. They've scored 2 in the eighth. Brooklyn 4, Pittsburgh 3 in the first of two. Sandy Koufax and Bob Perkey in the second game. Levine comes set. The 2-2 pitch. Curveball low, ball 3. After Skinner comes third baseman Gene Freeze. Elroy Faith throwing in the Pirate bullpen, as we said, Besson in the Dodger pen. Levine squeezing that ball, trying to age it. Bob Skinner batting for Gene Baker. 3-2, two out. Throw to first. Mejias ready to go, has to get back to the bag. We'll have a cold caper and stay right with us. This one's still in the air. Levine set. Mejias goes. The 3-2 is cut on and grounded foul right by first base coach Danny Murtaugh. Magley worked 7 2/3 innings, gave up 7 hits. He walked just one man and struck out 2. Mejias at first base is Magley's responsibility. Levine set, takes a peek. Mejias goes, a 3-2 cut on, fouled away again, so the tension mounts. Looking over at first, Hodges not holding with a left-hand batter up and with a count 3-2. He's directly back of the bag and ready to jump back to a normal depth. Big Skinner waiting. 3-2 the count. Levine comes set. The 3-2 pitch, Mejias goes. It's cut on. It's a high fly ball to right field. Brillo going back to the wall, turns and grabs it. That had him standing here at fourth field. As Bob Skinner flies deep to right and Frillo hauls it in near the wall. In the eighth inning for Pittsburgh, 2 runs. All with 2 out on 3 consecutive hits. A single, a double, and a single. 1 man left on. So at the end of 8 innings of play, the score, Brooklyn 4, the Pirates 3.
Change for the Pittsburgh Pirates. As we go to the top of the ninth inning, Frillo will be the first batter. Picking up the changes, they don't give them all to him.
Well, Paul Smith, who batted for Vernon Law, is now in left field. Ray Mejia started to go out. He got past the infield, and they called him back. So Paul Smith remains in the ninth spot in the lineup and in left field. Walter Alston going out to check with Frank Sicori to see how Bobby Bregan going to play his men. Smith, of course, having hit for the pitcher, must remain in ninth spot. Buddy Pritchard has taken over at short, and the pitcher is Elroy Face. Now, what Alston wants to find out is whether Pritchard will hit after Face or before him. And he has found out. It has not been announced over the public address system. We'll take a little guess and say that Pritchard will hit in the shortstop spot and that Face would hit ahead of him. Maybe we can find out now. Here's the announcement. Yes, there it is, and we guessed correctly. First time this year. Face will be in the cleanup spot, then Pritchard fifth and Smith ninth. Carl Perillo, then Gil Hodges, and Roy Campanella in the ninth inning. Brooklyn 4 and the Pirates 3. Elroy Face delivers and Perillo takes a strike on 1. Carl batting 322. So if you're keeping score, your lineup should read this way. Mazeroski, Fondi, Clemente, Face, Pritchard, Freeze, Verdon, Foyles, and Smith. The strike 1 pitch to Perillo is cut on and fouled away. 0-2. When the Pirates bat in the bottom of the ninth inning, they're due to send up Freeze, Verdon, and Foyles. So Vernon Law pitched 8 innings. Gave up 4 runs. 9 hits. Did not walk a man. Struck out 1.
Pace's replacement comes back 0-2, and the pitch is cut on as a high fly ball to deep left field, starting to go foul. Paul Smith over in the corner leans up against the wall and grabs it for the out. Paul Smith going beyond the Dodger bullpen right into the corner, up against the base of the bleacher wall to grab it. So Furlow fouls out to the left fielder, one out. Gil Hodges twice bounced out and singled to short. Gil batting 338. Pace winds and delivers to Gil, who takes a strike on one. The Dodgers saw Pace the other night in that 11-inning ball game when the Pittsburgh Pirates defeated Brooklyn 3-2. Pace was the winner. He is 2-3 with the lead. Elroy back 0-1. The pitch cut on and missed 0-2. Big Hodges going all the way around. Brooklyn 4, Pirates 3, ninth inning in the first of two. Pace winds, a strike two pitch. Hodges takes, low and outside, ball one. Don Besson continues to fire away in the bullpen in the event that Lapine might stagger, pitching to the Pirates in the bottom of the ninth. Pace delivers 1-2. Hodges checks his swing and the curve is low, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Pace getting a sign now from Hank Foyles. 2-2 pitch to Hodges. Cut on and miss, strike three. So Pace strikes out a man. The Dodgers have gotten on the quiet side as far as their bats are concerned. Last nine men have gone out in order since Hodges singled in the sixth. Campanella hit into a double play, and then 1-2-3. So with two out in the ninth inning, Brooklyn leading 4-3, the batter is Roy Campanella. He struck out, doubled, hit into the double play. Campy batting 245. Pace delivers, curve low, ball one. So there'll be a lot of noise in the bottom of the ninth, so get your cold shaker, stay comfortable if you can, and we'll find out about this one. The 1-0 pitch to Campanella. Curve caught on and bounced down to Mazeroski, who's up with it cleanly, turns and makes his play. Okay, the last 10 Dodgers in a row have gone out. The end of 8.5 innings, Brooklyn 4, Pirates 3. We'll find out about Messrs. Freeze, Verdon, and Foyles in just a minute or so. But right now, let's see what Al has on his mind.
There'll be a ball game going here, too, huh? Last half of the ninth inning. Ben, you all ready?
Well, we'll see now. Brooklyn 4 and the Pirates 3. Clem Lapine, who's not been feeling too well of late, has a big assignment now to keep the Pirates quiet in the bottom of the ninth inning, trying to save this one for Sal Magley, who pitched very well for 7 2/3 innings and then ran out of gas. Magley allowed 3 runs and 7 hits, walked 1 and struck out 2. Lapine had to get the last out in the eighth inning and is now taking dead aim on the ninth. He'll be pitching to Gene Freeze, then Bill Verdon, and the catcher Hank Foyle. Freeze has flied to left, struck out, and hit back to the box. Gene batting 225. Okay, the last of the ninth is here. 4-3 Brooklyn. Levine goes to his windup now. Freeze waiting. The first pitch is sinker down low. Ball one. And this crowd, which had to more or less sit quietly through seven innings, really had something to cheer about in the eighth, and they're now kind of quiet in anticipation here in the ninth. The 1-0 pitch to Gene Freeze. Curveball in for the strike, 1-1. This is the first of two. The second game, it will be Sandy Koufax pitted against Bob Perkey. The outfield swung around towards left. Charlie Neal is up a step, just about even with the bag at third. The 1-1 pitch to Freeze. Fastball, a line drive at Hodges. Well, Freeze, it's a line drive right at Hodges' left hip. Gil just snares it for the out. One down. That brings up center fielder Bill Verdon, who has bounced out second to first, struck out, and bounced out again. Bill batting 200. Levine winds, comes to the plate. Sinker cut on and fouled away. 0-1. Schaefer Beer, delighted to send you all the excitement from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, Brooklyn 4, Pittsburgh 3. Their 10th meeting of the year. The Dodgers having taken 5 of 9. Pirates have taken 3 out of the 5 played here. 0-1. Combined to his windup, the strike one pitch. Cut on and squirted away foul right off the end of Verdon's stick. 0-2. Bill with one home run, 12 runs batted in. Now the strike two pitch to Bill Verdon. Cut on, a bouncer down to second baseman Gilliam, who's up with it cleanly, makes his play. Two out in the bottom of the ninth. So Bill Verdon in this series with Brooklyn thus far, and he is a man the Pirates count heavily upon to get those base hits. Verdon against Brooklyn went 0 for 11. The only time he get on base, they gave him an intentional walk. So it's a big man to keep quiet. Two out in the ninth, here's Hank Foyles, who has bounced out, doubled, and flied to right. Coyles batting 268. Two out, bottom of the ninth. Brooklyn 4, Pirates 3. Levine ready and delivers, and Foyles takes a strike on 1. The end of 3 innings, Cardinals 2, Cincinnati 1. At the end of 2 innings, no score, Cubs in Milwaukee. The end of 9 innings, a 1-1 tie, the Phillies and the Giants. Levine ready to strike 1 pitch. Foyles swings a high slicing fly ball, going foul down the right field line and back into the stand. It had them standing here, 0-2. The American League, the White Sox leading Cleveland 2-0 at the end of 2 innings, a 1-1 tie, Kansas City and Detroit at the end of 2. It is 5-1, Washington over the Yankees at the end of 7, and 5-4, Baltimore over the Red Sox at the end of 5. On 2, the count to Hank Foyles. Levine trying to nail it down for Magley. Comes sidearm with a curve, and there's a high pop fly into shallow right field. Gilliam backing out, turns, grabs it for the out, and the Dodgers win it 4-3. So Levine saves his sixth ball game of the year in relief, saving this one for Sal Magley. The Dodgers win it 4-3. There'll be about a 15-minute intermission, boys. Have your cold shaver, light up a lucky, and now to get the totals from Al, let's jump right over to him.
Here are the totals for the Dodgers to win it 4 runs, 9 hits, no errors. They had 2 men left on. Big home run hit by Duke Snider, his 9th of the year in the 6th inning. He's driven in 3 runs. He drove in 2 with that home run. Magley wins it. His record is now 2-1. And as far as Pittsburgh's concerned this year, 2 wins, no losses. The Pittsburgh Pirates had 3 runs, 7 hits, no errors. They had 5 men left on. The losing pitcher is Vernon Law, whose record is now 2-2, and he's 0-1 now with the Brooklyn Dodgers.